You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby. And we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric E.Z. Zuli.
What's going on, everybody? Good morning on this wonderful Thursday. The new show, the new morning show, Thursday at 10:30 a.m. every Thursday. Thank you to our sponsor, Glam Graphics, Shelly Smith, for making that wonderful Easy Way show card, Easy Talk Live. And we are doing it the easy way, baby. We're going to be doing this every week with all of our wonderful celebrity guests and entrepreneurs and all the wonderful stuff. So basically, guys, this show is going to be a hot show. It's going to give you all the best updates that we do in Hollywood, in Orange County, in the business world, success, the ups, the downs, how you go through obstacles, how you get through them, what events are going on, all the shows that we have on Easy Way Broadcasting, the technology, just it's a total entertainment variety show. And as you guys know, I started this out on Blog Talk Radio on EasyWayBroadcasting.com. And then I went over to the Roscoe's, the radio station, the different situation. I was there for a little bit. And I missed you guys so much, man. I missed you guys. I had to come back to Easy Way Broadcasting. So I'm back, baby. I'm back and better than ever, Thursday, 10:30 a.m. And we'll be putting out an invite on Facebook every week. Or you can like the fans page, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, fans, or Easy Way Broadcasting, letter E, letter Z, if you want to follow the show, if you enjoy the show, if you want to talk to our celebrity friends, you want to talk to the business people, you want to connect with the stars and do it the easy way, that's how you do it. So I'm going to bring in our quick sponsor really quick so she can say hi to you guys. Her name is Shelly Smith, and she is with Glam Graphics, and I wanted to let her talk to you guys a little bit. She is the one that did the wonderful show card, so if you like her work, give her a holler. What's going on, Shelly?
Hey, Eric, how are you?
I'm good. Well, welcome to the show, Easy Talk Live. We do it the easy way, baby, all over Hollywood and you know, creeping all over the world. How you doing? What are you wearing? I mean, what are you doing today?
Oh, well, you know, I'm just on a break right now. It's a work day for me, so I'm taking a break. So I wanted to be sure to call in and talk to one of my favorite people.
I got to be careful what I say because you have a really cool husband. I met him at our Experience the Easy Way event, and I know you just experienced the Easy Way. Can you tell us a little bit about what your experience the Easy Way was like, and then tell us a little bit about yourself and who Shelly Smith is?
Sure, I did. It was an awesome event. Thank you so much for having me. Very enjoyable evening. I met some great people. I know you... The Women of Global Change was there and, you know, sponsoring Experience the Easy Way. It was a great experience. It was very, very nice to meet some of the people I met. Lucia de Garcia was a very enjoyable person. I know I met Kim Iverson from the show The Rendezvous. She was a real pleasure to hang out with and meet. Shelley Hunt, you know, Milena Gay was very awesome.
And it was blessed to have you. We're glad that you flew all the way down. Where'd you come from?
I came from Modesto. It was about a 6-hour drive. So yeah, pretty.
Oh, you drove?
We drove 6 hours. So we did get to spend a few days in LA. So that was nice. We had a little family vacation and got to go to your event. So it was very good.
Okay, so tell everybody how they get at you, how they follow you, how they, you know, I know we do have your logo on EasyWayBroadcasting.com. If you click on the Easy Talk Live show, they can just go right to your fans page, but any other connection ways that people can get a hold of you?
Awesome. Pretty much just, you know, I do probably my Twitter, just at Glam Graphics, and then my Facebook page, probably easiest to get a hold of me through those.
Okay, guys, well, make sure you contact Shelly Smith. She's awesome. She's amazing at graphic design. She's amazing at web design. We're blessed to have you as a sponsor, Shelly. And we're going to go ahead and put on my boy, Bill Zuckerman.
Tucker. He is Kelsey Grammer's former co-host, or he had a show, or I don't know. Look him up to actually know BillZucker.com and what's going on. But he's I know he's an artist, and he's doing some things with Jenny McCarthy right now. He just did a music video with Jenny McCarthy, and he's got the funniest song about Twitter and Facebook. Shout out to my man Bill, and for those of you guys that are under the age of 18, you might want to hold your ears because there are a couple little beeps in there. But other than that, enjoy the song. You're listening to Easy Talk Live, and we'll be right back.
Well, yes, I've been thinking it's time to start drinking. My whole life is falling apart. Well, I'm stressed and depressed and my life is a mess and I gotta make a new start. Well, I don't know why, but it seems, girl, that I've got an addictive personality. 'Cause I haven't left home in God knows how long since I picked up the laptop to see. Won't you please take me back? The days I was only on crack. Between Facebook and Twitter, my life's in the shitter and I just can't get it on back. Well, it all started with a little MySpace, and then soon that just wasn't enough. Now I'm out on the streets trying to score a few tweets. This cyber life can be so tough. Well, I can't remember the last time I slept, and I sure don't remember this beard. Well, my phone has stopped ringing, and no one stops by. I know my friends think I am weird. Won't you please take me back to the days I was only on crack? Between Facebook and Twitter, my life's in the shitter, and I wanna get it on back. Won't you please take me back to the days I was only on crack? Between Facebook and Twitter, my life's in the shitter, and I wanna get it on back. Well, I got an email from Dr. Drew. Said my friends and my family are scared. I gained 50 pounds and I don't come around, and my ass just won't fit in the chair. Well, he gave me a ticket to the computer convention, so I packed up my laptop to go. But I soon realized it was an intervention. To computer rehab I go. Won't you please take me back to the days I was only on crack? Between Facebook and Twitter, my life's in the shitter, and I just won't get it on back. Won't you please take me back to the days I was only on crack? Between Facebook and Twitter, my life's in the shitter, and I wanna get it on back. Won't you please take me back to the days I was only on crack? Between Facebook and Twitter, my life's in the shitter, and I wanna get it on back. Between Facebook and Twitter, my life's in the shitter, and I wanna get it on back. Won't you please take me back?
All right, guys, that was my man Bill Zucker with Facebook and Twitter, and that song is awesome. Go ahead and make sure you check him out, Bill, B-I-L-L-Z-U-C-K-E-R. Go follow him on Twitter. And the song you're hearing behind me is my man Sean McNabb with Ride the Monkey from Sons of Anarchy. Shout out to my man Sean. We are on Easy Talk Live every Thursday at 10:30 a.m., guys, and like I said, we are back. So today's show is going to be awesome. We have three awesome segments. We actually have an award-winning director. He's a good friend of mine, and he's a writer-director. He was the creator of the character George Jefferson on The Jeffersons TV series, if you remember that, and All in the Family. He was on the set, and he dealt with them. He's won tons and tons of awards. He goes all over the place, and he speaks. And he's going to be doing a segment on the show every Thursday called Director's Corner. So if you guys want to know about film and television and directing and all that stuff, he's a veteran, and he's willing to talk to you guys. You can call us at 914-338-1303. Talk to him. We also have my girl Sally Kirkland, baby. Sally Kirkland is an Academy Award-winning nominated actress, over 150 credits, and she's a Golden Globe winner. She's got her own show, and she's a very good friend of mine. Me and her are on the board together of the Multicultural Motion Picture Association with Jarvie Hutcherson and the president of Fox, Rupert Murdoch, as well as the mayor of L.A., and many great people. So we're doing it the easy way all over Hollywood, all over the world, and we can't wait for her to come in. And that segment's called Sally Chats, because Sally wants to chat with you. She wants to chat with, and she'll be doing movie reviews, and she does acting coaching, and it's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be really amazing. And going back to this Facebook and Twitter song, there's a reason I played that today. Okay, as you guys know, that there's cyberbullying and there's all this type of stuff that happens, and I want you guys to know that I am a person, and I'm just like everybody else out there, and I go through hell in a handbasket. I go through hell and back. I've had people, I feel like I'm going up a hill, like a really, really, really steep hill, and I'm falling, and I'm kind of going on my knees, and I'm scraping my knees while having an anchor on my foot pulling me back down. Yet I'm still creeping up that hill and still doing my thing. And, you know, shout out to all the haters and all the people that want to do what they do. I've had people do so many things to me, it's ridiculous. And, you know, people listen to stuff and they don't listen to stuff. Shout out to the people that don't listen to the crap. And you see what we're doing the easy way now. We're doing events every month. We've opened up opportunities and doorways for so many people. And we have testimonials galore from some of the biggest people in the industry, some of the most accomplished people. My partners are some of the most accomplished people in business and in entertainment. We actually have a group. If you guys want to go check it out, it's Hollywood, the letter E, letter Z, HollywoodTheEasyWay.com. And that group actually allows you to promote yourself, your projects, whatever you're doing. It is per approval, though, so you got to be a good person and good soul. Got to have a good heart for us to approve you and have you do your posts. But there's over 5,640-something members that are on that group that are constantly hitting me up all the time wanting to post their projects and wanting to promote themselves. So that's a vehicle we made for you guys to promote yourself, as well as we've had, I don't know, probably 50-plus people meet each other and do things, and I've had thank you letters. You know, I've had things. By the way, if you guys want to contact me, you want to contact anybody on the team, anybody doing it the easy way, you can hit me up at Eric Zulli Fans on Facebook. Or you can hit our Easy Way Broadcasting fans page up and just message us, and we're always on there. We're always looking for your messages. If you want to be on the show, if you have any songs to submit, if you have anything you want us to promote, you just hit us up at easywaybroadcasting.com, Easyway Broadcasting fans page, and we'll look for those messages. We are also looking for comments. You can comment on the blog, easywaybroadcasting.com. We have 6 shows a week, Monday through Sunday. And you can post comments on the blog post, and you can also like and share and just have fun with us, chill with us, because what we do, we're doing with you guys. This whole network is an interactive network. It's to help you connect with the stars. It's to help you connect with entrepreneurs. This whole thing that we do the easy way is to help you guys connect. And we have some amazing shows, man. Oh, my God, I can't wait to talk about these shows. We have Monday, we have Aretha Gray and my dad, James Zulli. My dad is actually on the board and one of the members of Knights of Columbus, which is a major, one of the biggest Catholic organizations ever. And they do so much good stuff. And Aretha Gray is on Betty White's Off the Rockers. She's Betty White's co-stars on Lifetime, and she was on NBC. And they do a baby boomer show. It's about baby boomers, for baby boomers, from a baby boomer perspective. But believe it or not, there's a lot of people that aren't baby boomers that do like that show. Then on Tuesday, we have Beauty Pop Live with Melina Gay from Young and the Restless, and she talks about all things beautiful. She makes you feel beautiful inside, fashion-type tips, and a whole bunch of great stuff. So that's Tuesday at 6:30 p.m., and the Monday show is at 10 a.m., Then we have a video game show, so if you're a gamer, we have a show, late night show, and it is a late night show. Listen to what I'm saying when I say late night. It's at 10 o'clock, and there's a reason for that. It's not really for kids, but it is a video game show, and it's an awesome show. And then we have this show, now I'm back and better than ever on Thursday. And We have Friday. We have a really amazing show. If you're a teenager, if you're in the teen world, if you enjoy teen stuff, we have a show called Teens on Air, which is produced by Ryan Torres, creatively produced by Andrew Carvella, as well as Zach Callison's parents, Ed Callison and Annette. Shout-outs to them. And Zach Callison is the host of that show. Zach Callison is the voice of Steven on Steven's Universe on Cartoon Network, as well as he's in theaters right now on Sherman and Peabody. Peabody and Sherman, you guys know that movie. He's on Disney. He's in iCarly. He's done tons of stuff. And him and all of his celebrity friends will be coming on every Friday, as well as my celebrity friends will be coming on my show and that show. And we also have a humanitarian show called Humanitarian Radio on Sundays. So the Teens on Air show is 6:30 every Friday. That's p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And the Sunday show is at 3 o'clock every Sunday. So that's the Easy Way Broadcasting. It's an interactive podcast radio network, which is distributed by WTV Network. It's been in business for 10 years, over 20 million viewers, entertainment news blog. And, you know, we do it the Easy Way. We have a cool movement. Hope you guys follow it. Hope you guys enjoy it. And speaking of our movement and our friends and our people that just love to support us and what we're doing, and I told you guys about that new segment, Director's Corner. We got my man, the man, the myth, the legend, Norbert Brown, the award winner in the house, and he's about to tell you guys what's going on and what you can expect from the Director's Corner.
Welcome to the Director's Corner with your host, the award-winning writer, director, producer, Norbert Brown Jr. Lights, camera, action.
Hi, and welcome to Director's Corner. I am Norbert Brown Jr., the writer and director, which you heard in the beginning. Director's Corner will talk to you about all of the things got to do with directors, producers, music, and all the arts that have to do with directing. Director's Corner will have some celebrity guests on here. Every week we will have a different celebrity, like the legendary Millie Jackson, the legendary Rick Hawkins. He's in charge of all the directing for all the movies and karate that we didn't hear about in a long time, karate movies, but now they're coming back. We also going to be doing a lot of talking to actors, actresses, and some big major stars and some big news coming in. So anything that got to do with directing, anything that got to do with producing, we will be talking about it on this show. I can't wait. I'm very excited. But let me tell you a little about myself. My name is Norbert Brown Jr. I'm one of the creators of the character Sherman Hensley, George Jefferson. I also was one of the first black playwrights on Broadway. As a young guy, I did The Bubbling Brown Sugar, also Cabin in the Sky. Then I start going to the Chitlin Circuit. That's traveling all through the South and the Midwest. And I had popular plays like A Good Man's Hard to Find, One Monkey Don't Stop No Show, and many, many more. I am a great producer and writer, but I want y'all guys to get to know me and also some of my friends. And if it wasn't for the Easy Way, we wouldn't have things like this coming to you right on radio. So listen and be a part of the Director's Corner. It's always going to be a lot of surprises, always going to be a lot of entertainment, a lot of talking, and a lot of things going on. Sometimes we're even going to surprise some of our friends by calling them and talking to them without them even knowing it. So the Director's Corner is going to be exciting. It's going to be a lot of action, a lot of cameras, and a lot of get ready for the Director's Corner. I am so excited to be having this great, great show, to be a part of what I do. And I know that each one of you out there will understand it and love it also. Yeah, we have 10 minutes, but in 10 minutes we can do everything. We will be able to talk to people. We will be able to know more about people. And sometimes you'll even be able to call in and talk to me yourself. So I am sitting here in my lawn chair, relaxing and talking to all of the great fans out there, fans of mine, fans of the Easy Way. And this is going to be something that's going to be totally different than anything that you would ever imagine on radio. but it can't happen without the easy way. So listen and always remember that when the lights come on and the cameras are pointing, it's always time for action. You can always go to me, to my website, at Nolbert, N-O-L-B-E-R-T, Brown, Jr.com, or you can always follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and any other outlet to know more about Nolbert, to know more about the easy way, to know more about who's the guest going to be on the air. This is every Thursday. Just listen to us. Be a part of us. Be a part of something different, and that's the easy way. So let me just tell you a little about what I'm doing now. I'm working on the movie, the Betsy Smith movie. That's going to be an awesome movie about a blues singer from the 1915 to 1935. Betsy Smith, look her up. All the people out there, look up Betsy Smith and you'll know more about her. With an all-star cast, we're also talking to Terrence Howard about playing in the movie, and we got some good answers from him. Also, I'm working on a new stage play that's about to come out. It's going to open up in Washington, D.C. at the Warner Theater. It's called The Little Black Dress. It's really going to be a surprise-hitting, winning stage play. So listen out for that, because some of the personalities on the radio might be in there. So listen out for that. The Little Black Dress coming up soon. It opens up in October in Washington, D.C. at the Warner Theater. But not only that, we're also working on a new, me and the Easy Way is working on a new reality show called 215 Stilettos. It's about seven women that grew up in foster care that's now successful businesswomen and also business people of the world, giving back to their community, giving to their nonprofit companies, and we're going to be talking about nonprofit companies also. But listen out for 215 Stilettos. They will be talking about it. They're always coming onto the Easy Way Radio broadcasting, so you'll know more about the seven girls, and also we're talking to some major TV stations right now to get 215 on the air. So that'll be coming out probably in September or October. So that is something great that we can put our eyes on, something positive for change, not like some of the other shows that I don't want to talk about right now, the negative shows. You want to talk about positive shows. You want to talk about people that struggled in the beginning, and now they're able to be successful in what they do. So the Director's Corner is going to bring all these things to you and more. But we can't do it without you listening, without you tweeting us, without you emailing us. We cannot be on the air. We cannot do these things. So we need your help. We need you to be a part of us. We need you to listen every week to all the shows and listen to people like Easy in the Easy Way, because without him, things like this won't happen. So we need to always make sure that we follow him, make sure we respect him, and make sure that we always be able to understand the things that he's trying to do. It's a new wave out there now, and people like us should understand that and stick right to it. So together, no one can stop us the easy way. Now, also, I wanted to just talk about one more thing. I'm working on a new school. We got one school called Suntan School of Theater. That's in Atlanta, Georgia. We also working on a Suntan School of Theater overseas in Africa. And we're also working on a Suntan School of Theater in New York City. So Suntan School of Theater is something big. You can also go to NorbertBrownJr.com and look up Suntan School of Theater. You can also go and Twitter at Norbert Brown Jr. at Twitter. Like me at Facebook, Norbert Brown Jr. on Facebook. And just follow us in anything, in any way that you can. But this is a show that you will love. And this show will be around for a long time. So we're going to have a lot of guests, a lot of friends, and a lot of people. So without you, we can't do it. So join the Easy Way Radio Broadcasting. So before I leave, I always like to say, break a leg. Thank you.
Are you good? You done?
Yep.
I was just tuned in, man. I was just zoned. I'm you got so many different things happening. I don't know about you, but I want to talk about how stupid these reality shows are making people. We don't have to do that on this show. We can prepare it for next time.
Oh yeah, we definitely could do it. Well, see, that's how I'm just breaking down what we're doing and how important it is for you and your radio station to be around, for people to join us, to people to be around. I'm always going to talk about that, even though whatever guests I have on, I'm going to make sure that they know and everybody know to follow us, to listen to us, and to be a part of us.
I appreciate it, man. And if you don't mind, I want to read a little bit about, you know, what you haven't touched on to our listeners. So you guys, the person that you just heard, which is going to be doing the segment Director's Corner every week on Easy Talk Live, Mr. Norbert Brown has produced over 30 productions throughout his career, and he is presently working on an innovative sitcom targeted for television, as he was talking about. The Hollywood Insider's Gospel Music Awards unanimously selected Norbert Brown to direct the 2004 Hollywood Gospel Insider Music Awards. Brown is credited with his colleagues for creative script writing for the character of George Jefferson, played by Sherman Hemsley, and worked on the set of All in the Family. Norbert Brown is an extraordinary theatrical version and destined for a future of businesses and performances. As a young child, Norbert Brown has always had the love for theater, inspired by his uncle Johnny Taylor's career in the music. Norbert's touring; he's toured with his uncle. He's helped to develop his strong business acumen. His early years as a star on Broadway play Bubbling Brown and Sugar motivated Norbert to remake the play in 1984. So this whole thing kind of started from the play and being on stage, and then you got bit by the bug. It sounds like, and I mean, you've won how many awards?
I'd say about 12 or 13 awards.
Man, I love it. I'm blessed to have you on the show, Norbert. And every week, guys, if you want to know anything about film and television and directing and all the wonderful stuff and what it's like, you know, we got about 6 callers in the queue, guys. Just so you know, we will be opening the lines the last 10 minutes of the show for any questions you guys have for any of our guests and any stuff that we're doing. But for now, we're going to play, since this is a motivational show, entertainment variety show. This artist actually he's 18 years old. And this artist actually was close to committing suicide. And he ended up saving 6 other kids' lives through social media, of all things. Through social media. And I met him through Music That Pays magazines, one of our sponsors. Music That Pays connected me to this kid. He was on my show, The Easy Show. And I just met this kid, and there was something about him. And I told him, I'm like, look, man, you need to be a motivational rapper. You need to be a motivational, just inspiring kid. I connected with my boy Maurice Egger, which is a Grammy-nominated producer. Got on with Shane Sparks. Now he's rocking it. He's got a song called Stand Tall, which I hope motivates you guys. I want you guys to go to easywaybroadcasting.com, click on Easy Talk Live, post your comments or the fans page. Let us know what you think. And this song is called Stand Tall by Edlinger, CEO. We'll be right back.
Here's something depressing. The Centers for Disease Control says roughly 1 in 10 Americans today is depressed. The land of opportunity apparently offering a lot of opportunity for misery.
Stay strong as long as you stand tall. It'll all be okay. Keep your head up high on this, you can depend.
Looking in shock, tears and screaming, I can't even talk. Pills in hand and I'm ready to drop. Head is spinning, there's a vast emotional block. Alone, depressed, low, a mess. Now's my move, pressure what to do next. My life's out of line and this is my check. I take the pills, my head's cluttered again. 1 breath, 2 breaths, I let out the rest. Thinking this decision was the best. Close my eyes and I won't open again. Accepting my time's about to end. Recapped, I'm standing on a ledge. I'll drop, be dead, it's a peaceful decision. And sixth grade music was my only sense. The only reason I'm not mentioning.
Stay strong as long as you stand tall. It'll all be okay. Keep your head up high. On this you can depend. When you're feeling lost in darkness, just remember this too shall end.
Every day a struggle, feeling all alone. At school I didn't talk and got angry at home. I thought I had nobody, not even my family. Been so long, it was pure agony. Day by day I was trying to live. My life had not one more thing to give. Progressively it got worse, I soon broke. Family trip, I wanted to be ground stroke. And when I'm gone, everyone won't even care. Because I was a pointless mistake. Yeah, Mac Miller in my ears. A step away from death, best day ever. Backed away from that ledge. I realize it can get way better. I can't give up, I'm just under the weather. That day rap saved my life. I'll never forget it until the day that I die.
Stay strong as long as you stand tall. It'll all be okay. Keep your head up high. On this you can depend. When you're feeling lost in darkness, just remember this too shall end.
This story hasn't been to almost any, but I wanted to have the same effect on many. Thinking that I'm gone, all my life was wrong. Turned pain to a song, now I made this one. I wanna be playing shows and waving by. That's why I wanna get to rap and not deprive your survivor of the most painful disease. Depression hurts more than a million stings. Rock bottom, but you only can go up like a sun grow. Cause you're so young, don't give up, it does get better.
All right. That was Sam Tall by Edlinger CEO. Isn't that inspirational, man? I love it. I got so much respect for that kid and what he does. I mean, that shows you how powerful music is, guys. This song, and well, not this song, actually. It's a different song, but his lyrics and his music and the fact that he was not afraid to talk about how he was going to commit suicide and be real saved other people's lives. I mean, that's just such an amazing story. And this kid is available for bookings. If you guys hit us up on our fans page, easywaybroadcasting.com, he performs the music, comes with a great little entourage, and he has amazing things to say that really inspires these kids and anybody that's thinking about suicide or anything like that. So that's Edlinger CEO. Guys, pretty soon, at 11:15, I will be ambushing Sally Kirkland at her house. I will be calling her up, and we'll be getting her on. And she's got a segment every week called Sally Chats, and she wants to chat about with you guys movie reviews. And I mean, she's done over 150 movies, so I'm pretty sure she's got some 150 credits. Pretty sure she's got some amazing things to say. And I mean, she's a professional coach. You know, she's trained Sandra Bullock. She's worked with Al Pacino. She's worked with Sarah Michelle Gellar. I mean, all the greats. She's worked with everybody. And I'm blessed to be on the board with her and call her a friend. I was actually just recently on her show, which is on Time Warner, Channel 36. She's got a show called Sally Kirkland and Friends. I'll be back again on the 28th. And so, yeah, Sally will be coming on pretty soon, talking to you guys. And also, I want to tell everybody that, you know, what I say and I do on my show is of no representation towards any of my partners or any of the brands that we're around. My show is my show. Okay, I'm a character, I do me, I have fun, I may say things people don't like, I may say things people think are funny, I may say things people love, you know, but I'm going to do me. Regardless, you know, this show is going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be my therapy. If I got some shit to say, I'm going to say it, you know. And so, but I know that people have said that my brand is attached to other brands, and it is, and my brand is attached to over 27 brands, you know. But I just want to put it on air, put it on record, that what I do, Eric Zulli, Easy, and this show, Easy Talk Live, is me. Has nothing to do with nobody else, okay? So, this show, guys, is going to be a entertainment variety show, a really good way for you to connect with the people that we deal with. Like I said, we have the group. We also have an application. You can download the app at E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y on your iPhone or your Android, your touchpad or your iPad. And we have a fan wall where you can connect with the stars, connect with people we deal with. You can promote yourself. We have all of our radio shows archived on the radio show section. We have a music section. Now, this, if you're an artist, man, if you're a manager, if you're a label, listen up. take the pen and paper out, pull your cell phones out, get your notepad on your cell phone, on your touchpad, and listen to what I'm about to say. We have distribution with everybody. We are joint ventured with over 17 major people that help with music. We're connected, and the founder of the Recording Artists Guild, which is one of the biggest organizations, it's like SAG for recording artists in the Southern California area, is a good friend of mine. Shout out to Byron. Okay, we have the Easy Show, which is reaching millions of people. You know, we're connected to a lot of things. This is no joke. We have a distribution on the app. So if you guys haven't downloaded the app, go download the app, check out the music section. If you have music, we do offer to distribute your music and get it in the right hands. Here's a little story for you guys, okay? This is a true story. We do Experience the Easy Way every month, and we're bringing Hollywood to Orange County. And we have a couple of people that we work with, and they ended up bringing a DJ. And the DJ is a pretty known DJ. He's doing his thing. He's in the circuit. He's DJs all over the place. And one of the songs of one of our angels, shout out to our Easy Way angels, yeah, I love Sonia, Barbara, and Stephanie, and Donna, and our new angel, Bianca. We do have Easy Way angels. If you guys want to know more about that, you can just like the fans page. You'll see the pictures. You'll see what we do with the angels. I'm Charlie. They're my angels. No, I'm kidding. But basically what happened is, we played, I was sitting at the house, and we were going through the songs and the music and the fashion and all the different stuff, and I played one of the songs, because I suggested one of the songs, which is called Smile. I wish I had it so I could play it for you guys, and you guys can, I can play it in the background so you can hear what it sounds like, but it's an amazing song. And if you want to hear it, you on the music section. But basically, we played the song, and this DJ, like I said, he's huge. Huge DJ, goes everywhere, does everything, has big-time fan base. He heard the song on my app. And he's like, yo, I love that. That's a cool song. And that dude plays that song everywhere now. And that artist is really getting promoted a lot of exposure. Just he's in the circuit, you know. And so by doing it the easy way, by being on the app, that's just a little testimonial, a little something that happened. It was pretty cool. So, guys, we're going to be bringing up Sally Kirkman in about 5 minutes here. I'm going to be, like I said, ambushing her at her house. You're listening to Easy Talk Live. If you guys have any questions or whatever, remember you can go to our fans page, Easy Way Broadcasting, my fans page, ericzuley fans, or mainly the easiest thing is just go to the blog, easywaybroadcasting.com, or my blog, ericzuleyblog.com. And, you know, hit me up, comment, tell me I speak too fast, you can't understand a word I'm saying. I'm an energetic guy, sorry. loving it. But we're going to go ahead and play Melanie Taylor. The song's called Whatever. Because, like I said, when it comes to haters and what people think of me, I'm like, whatever. Eh.
The smile on my face woke me up today. And I knew today it would be okay.
Life is hard, but I wrote an easy way. Life is hard, but I wrote an easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zulli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell, I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zulli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with their celebrities, showing you their hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
All right, guys, and we're back on Easy Talk Live Thursday, every Thursday, 10:30 a.m. Tell a friend. You tell a friend, and I'll retweet you, or I'll do something really cool. Tell your friends, tell their next of kin, and tell their dogs, and have their dogs. But I don't know. Just let's get the word out. This is gonna be an awesome show. Yeah, let's do this together. All right, so I'm gonna play a quick interview here. This is with my friend Ernest Thomas. Ernest Thomas was known from Roz, from What's Happening, Mr. Omar from Everybody Hates Chris, and many, many, many other credits. And this was a little interview I did with him. Then I'll be calling my girl Sally Kirkland, see if I can ambush her at her house and see what she has to say. Let her chat with us a little bit. All right, so check this out. This is my interview with Ernest Thomas. And here we go. Okay, cool. What's up, everybody? Facebook, Twitter, everybody that's watching us. WTVNetworks.com. We are here with another fantastic interview. I'm with my good friend. Ernest Thomas. What's happening, Ernest?
What's happening?
I got a question for you.
Sure.
Does everybody really hate Chris?
Well, back then. They did. But think about it. If they didn't hate him, he wouldn't be a superstar today.
I want you to be my neighbor, man. Can you live next door to me?
I will. I'll be your neighbor.
No,
we
I
go back a ways.
We do. We go way back, man. I've known you for close to seven,
yeah.
going on 8 years.
Yeah. But you had a light about you, and I saw the budding mogul, and now you've become this mogul with all these radio stations and TV stations and these millions of followers, and I just want to say I'm proud of you.
Thanks. That's pretty cool that Ernest Thomas recognizes the Easy Way movement and supports like that. And shout out to my man Ernest. I appreciate that. All right, guys. So like I've been saying, I'm going to go ahead and hit my girl up, Miss Sally Kirkland, and see what she has to say. She's been acting. She has so many credits. She's done so many things for so many people. Hopefully I can ambush her here and get her to chat with us for a little bit.
Hi.
Sally!
Hi,
yeah,
are we on?
I gotta let you know that. Yes, you are on air, and I hope you don't mind me ambushing you at your house so you could chat with us a little bit.
No, that's great. I wanted to say a few words about some movies I've seen recently.
Oh, please. Oh, my God. Movie reviews from someone, a legend like you, and you have over 150 credits in movies. I want to hear this. Okay, go.
Okay. I just saw Neighbors Sunday with Seth Rogen, and it's so funny. I understand that more women are going to see it than men. I don't quite understand because it's so raunchy, R-rated laughs. But it's about these frat boys led by Zac Efron. And, you know, James Franco's brother, Dave Franco, looks so much like James Franco, I couldn't believe it wasn't him. But they play these outrageous frat boys who destroy the peace and silence of Seth Rogen and his wife, Rose Byrne. and their baby. And I have to say that the baby steals the film from me. At one point, the baby has a condom in his mouth, thinking it's a balloon. So if you get the picture of the amount of raunchiness. I wasn't so familiar with Rose Byrne's acting, but she had been in Bridesmaids, if you remember her from that. And I just thought it was very, very funny. I had the opportunity after the screening to run up to Seth Rogen, and I'd never met him before, and introduced myself, and he was very sweet with me. I also loved the other woman with, what's her name, Cameron Diaz and Leslie Mann, who you may know is married to Judd Apatow. Did I say it right, Apatow? And to me, I laughed out loud at the other woman, which is a revenge fantasy movie that these three women have against this man, who I can't pronounce his name, but it's nonstop laughs from start to finish, and some people say it's the funniest movie since Bridesmaids, and these three women are so hysterical together. I also saw Only Lovers Left Alive, which is a film by Jim Jarmusch, and if you know Tilda Swinton's work, she's just extraordinary in this. She and Tom Hiddleston, I think, play a vampire couple. And this film is so chic, and it's so sexy, and it's so cool. It's really the essence of cool that I had never been a big fan of vampires, but I suddenly had this whole new appreciation for vampires with this film, Only Lovers Left Alive by Jim Jarmusch. I also saw on Saturday a film that will come out this coming Friday called The Immigrant with Marion Cotillard, who won the Oscar for playing Edith Piaf, and Joaquin Phoenix, who I know all of you adore, you must. And she plays an immigrant from Poland. It reminded me of my movie Anna, which I got nominated for because her Polish accent was so good, like my Czech accent. And she comes to America, and her sister gets stopped in Ellis Island because she has TB or something. So the whole film is about her trying to get her sister back with her. And Joaquin Phoenix plays this guy who's a producer of burlesque shows, and his burlesque dancers are prostitutes on the side. And he helps Marion Cotillard's character get off Ellis Island, and he takes her in, but she has no idea that she's going to end up having to, you know, be a prostitute. It's an amazing film, very touching, a drama, unlike the comedies I just described. And it will open on Friday. I saw Fading Gigolo with Woody Allen. I haven't seen Woody Allen on screen in 20 years. He was so funny playing this pimp for John Turturro, who plays a gigolo. And John Turturro is not your typical, you know, leading man, handsome guy. But in this movie, somehow he becomes that, and all these women fall in love with him. Woody Allen cannot be missed in this movie. He is so, so funny. And, of course, I saw The Amazing Spider-Man 2, and I'm a big fan of Andrew Garfield. I fell in love with him in Social Network, and now he's in this. And what sort of stuns me about this is that he's in love with Emma Stone in real life, and they play girlfriend-boyfriend in this movie. And I didn't know that at first when I was watching the movie, and I kept thinking, God, these two were really believable as boyfriend-girlfriend. And then I found out after the fact that they are girlfriend-boyfriend in real life. Anyway, I love Spider-Man 2. And I'm trying to think if there's any other movie I've seen. No, I think that's about it. Are you still there?
I'm just writing down which movies I'm going to go see now that I heard your reviews.
Which one?
I definitely want to go see Neighbors now. I mean, I'm hearing baby sucking on a condom or something like that. I don't know why they would go to that extent. So I'm like, okay, this is a pretty cool little segment because, like, I'm not kidding. I want to go see these movies now after hearing your reviews. So really appreciate your time, Sally. You're so amazing, and what you do is so cool. And we actually, I was going to wait to bring on callers, but we do have a caller, and this caller actually hit me up on our fans page, Easy Way Broadcasting, and messaged and said, "Can I please talk to Sally?" So we're going to go ahead and grab this caller in. We got caller 7870. You're on air. You you can do that easy talk with Sally Kirkland and Eric Zuli. Who's calling?
Hey, how you doing? This is Bullet, known from NASCAR, and just was calling in to support Easy, who I've been knowing for a while. How you doing, Easy?
I'm doing good, man. Hey, thanks for supporting. You know, the show and, you know, these platforms and what we do are nothing without the support and without you guys listening. Otherwise, it's just like an empty, empty show. So thank you so much for hanging and listening. Do you have a question for me or Sally?
Yeah, first of all, I want to say it's a great show. I'm going to say that. And then I wanted to ask you.
No, I'm not putting you to sleep. All right, I must be doing something right. Cool.
No, you're not putting me to sleep. I'm wildly awake. I wanted to know, man, how do you do it, man? You're doing a good deal. You're doing it. Wow. And then to have the artists even come out and actually put it out there, too, man, you're doing good, man.
Well, I do no sleep. I never eat. I never work out. No, I'm kidding. I just have a really, really great support and a lot of great people around me, and I'm extremely blessed. And I believe in God, and I give everything to God. And I just say I'm a vehicle, and I try to have fun while I do it.
Amen. There you go. Always God first. Always got to give him recognition.
So what do you think of Sally's chat? She's chatting about her movie reviews. You want to go see the movies now?
Yeah, I definitely want to go see that. I mean, it's a lot of crazy things that I heard there, and it grabbed my attention. So I guess I'm going to go see it. I'm going to put that on my to-do list anyway. So definitely will.
So Sally, should we like contact Edward Cinemas and all these theaters, and how do we get paid off of this? We're like going to be bringing them business.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't think of that. I'm just a movie buff, and because I'm a member of the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts, and Sciences, I get to go free every weekend to the Academy and oftentimes see films that haven't opened yet, so it's really fun.
And you get to meet the actors that are in the movies and stuff.
They have Q&As afterwards, and then you can go up and talk to the actors. This year, when Matthew McConaughey brought his movie, what was the name of his movie that he just got the Oscar for? Anyway, that movie. And I said to him, I said, Matthew, he had his back turned. I said, it's your mother. And he turned around. And, of course, I played his mother in Ron Howard's film, EdTV. And he was really sweet with me. And I've seen pretty much all the current actors at the Academy. It's a fun gig to be a member of the Academy.
I really wish that I had, like, the more that I'm hearing the talk, I'm thinking of these ideas. Like, when you ask me that question, I wish I had a sound like, because I can't think right now. I'm trying to think of what I'm going to do next. But so before we let you go, NASCAR, Bullet, awesome guy that's calling in and supporting the show, do you have a question for Sally?
Matter of fact, yes, I do. Are you currently doing anything at this time, or are you just...
I'm going to shoot a movie called Black and White in June, but
okay.
I don't know. My co-star is actually a young girl, and I don't know her name, but that's what's up for me now. And I have two films in post-production. One, I play Jamie Kennedy's mother in Buddy Hutchins, and that's in post-production. And the other is called... anyway, I act with John Waters and Matthew Gubler from Criminal Minds, and it's an outrageous, over-the-top comedy, and it's called Suburban Gothic, and that's in post-production, too.
Wow, congratulations.
Awesome. All right, we're going to go ahead and finish up the rest of the show. Please stay tuned until the end. Thank you so much for supporting. And, we will support you right back. And, you know, press that tweet button and those like buttons and those share buttons. They won't bite you.
Hey, I appreciate it, Ian. You have a good one as well, Sally. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, guys, so you're listening to Easy Talk Live. Now, I want you guys to go to the fans page, Easy Way Broadcasting, letter E, letter Z, and I want you to post your comments to the answer to this question. We'll be putting a post on there, and whoever can answer this first, whatever the first comment answer is, will win a prize. When we did the intro for the award-winning director with Director's Corner, Norbert Brown, there was a lady that was doing that intro. Who is that lady? Whoever posts a comment first on the Easy Way Broadcast and Fans page will win a pretty awesome prize. Maybe a signed autograph picture from Sally Kirkland. Who knows?
Oh, that's doable.
Hey, Sally, so thank you so much for coming on the show, and we appreciate it. We love hearing your segment every Thursday, and can't wait to hear the next reviews. And we'll catch you next week.
Okay. God bless y'all.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys, so I just wanted to point it out, guys, that if you are enjoying the show and you want to interact with us, you can go to Easy Way Broadcasting's fans page, easywaybroadcasting.com, or the application ERICZULEY. We also have an awesome network that's got about 20 million viewers through the YouTube channel as well as the network. It's called WTV Networks, and here it is.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
All right, guys, so we're coming up to the end of the show. I hope you enjoyed it. We will be back next week doing it the easy way on easywaybroadcasting.com. Remember, you can go to the blog post every single time on all the shows, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and then Sunday. All those shows are always going to be posted on that site, easywaybroadcasting.com. Now, tune in. Make sure you guys tune in. If you like the teenager type stuff, we have the 2000 Blue Power Ranger from Power Rangers, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Or was it Mighty Morphin Power Rangers? I don't know. But one of the Blue Rangers of the Power Rangers on our show, Teens on Air, tomorrow at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we also have a girl by the name of Tamara Melick, which is a teen pop star with a lot of viewers and a lot of fans. Shout out to her. She's going to be we'll be playing some of her music. And I am getting some texts and some tweets and stuff. I'm glad. Thank you. Thank you, guys. I'm glad you like the show. I'm glad you're enjoying what we're doing. We do it the easy way together. Make sure you join our group. Just follow the movement, man. We are going to be doing another event coming up in June. Experience the Easy Way. Letter X and the letter E, letter Z, Experience the Easy Way. Go like that fans page if you want to follow that movement. But we're just doing it, man. So make sure you tune in tomorrow, 914-338-1303. Zach Callison, he's a teen superstar, and he'll be hanging out with all his teen celebrity friends every week on Easy Way Broadcasting. And make sure you tune in our show on Monday, 10 a.m., Baby Boomers Live with my dad and Aretha Gray. And we got there's so much more stuff I want to tell you guys, but there's not enough time. An hour is just not enough time. So I'm going to leave you guys with this. This is the easy tip of the week. You are only as good as your team allows you to be. I'm Eric Easy Zuli with Easy Talk Live on Easy Way Broadcasting. Thank you. And as the professionals say, thank you and good night. No, I'm kidding. Love you guys. I'll catch you next week.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening. Something like that.